There you are, Miss Bennet. You can be at no loss to understand the reason I have sought you out this morning.
Elizabeth did have her suspicions, but kept them to herself in the slim hope that she was mistaken, for she truly wished to return to reading her letter and was fervently hoping Lady Catherine would make no mention of seeing her with it.
Where are you going? Can I come?
No, Gam, we are going to fish for supper. We don't need you pestering us, said Brend to his meddlesome brother.
But what am I to do? Questioned Gam, throwing his arms into the air as would a child. How shall I know? Just don't do it here, exasperated Brend.
Anne stood and turned, watching the way the thin gossamer dressing gown hung over the sheer nightgown. It was fortuitously well-fitting and exceedingly alluring.
Like a viper, the armoured head of the slate serpent recoiled. In piercing teeth it seized the giant, snatching up the forest stalk with a flick of its neck. The beast flailed through the air. Hard and awkward it fell to the thrashed soil, gravely injured. Attempting to stand once more, the ill-fated hunter fell unwillingly to its knees.
"Certainly not. It shall be an easy ride, Miss Bennet, Miss Elizabeth. No danger in it at all. A proficient rider might make the journey in an hour, but I am happy to hang back with you if it will make you feel safer. You can ride, yes?"
"Yes, we can ride," Jane replied, but still she worried for her sister.
Striding amid shuttering candlelight, Lord Gim rubbed his leather hands together.
"Good, good, Geldig. I hope thou hast sent a stern message to our goblin counterpart."
Standing at attention, responded Bloodhunter, eyes glazed and beady pressed in.
"Yes, we saw the edges of death before I spared him in thy honour," snorted General Geldig, with a glower of horrific delight.
"The chief of the Goblin's Guild shall not fail me again. He shall destroy whatever immaterial effort this was to defy the will of the Shadow's Claw.